I'm 23 and in college. This was about a month ago, when winter was just starting. During our college's winter break, I spent most of my free time doing DoorDash just to make a quick buck. This day, I did a few hours earlier, but later on in the night, I got bored again and decided to go out for another few orders. It was around 9 p.m. I picked up a big order, like two full bags of food, then started heading to the address. It was in a neighborhood I'd never been to before. It took me through it, down a long, winding road of normal houses, and all the way to the back of the neighborhood. It looked like a dead-end road, but the directions said it was straight ahead. As I pulled closer to the end, my headlights lit up a small wooden gate with numbers on it. It matched the address to my delivery order. It was strange, though. None of the other houses had gates and were all just along the street, yet this one seemed to be down a long personal driveway. I got out and opened the gate. It didn't have a lock or anything. I just pushed it open. I got back in the car and drove down this wide gravel road through some trees before reaching a single house at the end. It was definitely older than all the others, all wooden and kind of small. It was exactly where the GPS said it should be, though. I got out with the order. I left my car on, so my headlights were lighting up the front of the house, but I noticed none of their lights were on, like not a single one. Yet the front door was wide open. When I got up to the porch, I could hear just how quiet it was inside. Such a big order, and yet it was like nobody was home. Wasn't my concern, though. I started putting the bags down when a voice called out from somewhere upstairs.
Hey, just bring it up here for me, bud.
There was a staircase right by the entrance, but it was so dark inside, I couldn't see the top of the stairs. Stupidly, I took a couple steps inside.
Attaboy, I'll grab it from you right up here.
His voice came from right at the top, in that pocket of darkness that I couldn't see anything in. The eerie stillness and silence of the house made me increasingly more unsettled. As I approached the steps, I snapped out of it and backed out. I dropped the food on the porch on my way out and ran back to my car. I didn't know what to do after that, so I just went home and told nobody about it. A few days later, though, I looked up the address, and sure enough, it wasn't supposed to be occupied. It was an abandoned house owned by the state. What was waiting for me at the top of those stairs is something I'm glad to never know. I work at a really trashy bowling alley in my small town. It's one of those family-owned type places, real small and not the best, but in our town, it was a regular place a lot of people went to for some reason. I think it was because it was one of the only 24/7 places open for people to hang at. At least it used to be. This was in December. I had the dreaded 10 to 6 shift. It was almost always dead. And this night, it was even more so. There was a huge snowstorm rolling through our town. From the time I clocked in and took over for the last shift, not a single customer was there. I spent 2 hours cleaning up all the lanes, except for one, just in case a group happened to come in later. I checked out the windows. The parking lot was empty, and snow was stacking up. I wasn't sure someone could even drive through the parking lot with all this snow, unless a plow truck came through. After a bit, I pulled up a chair to the window and sat down, just looking out and resting, as there was nothing else to do. The place didn't have cameras, let alone anyone to watch them, so taking long breaks on slow days, or even sometimes sleeping, was easy to get away with. Another hour or so went by, when seemingly out of nowhere, there was a loud thud from behind the bowling lanes. I think I was half asleep when it happened, but I jolted up. I got off the chair and walked toward the back room. I really had no clue what that was. Maybe it had something to do with the snowstorm outside. The back room was where all the pins and bowling balls were stored, along with all the machines that run everything. It's basically a long hallway going the full length of the building. When I opened the door, it was completely dark. I didn't hear or see anything at first, until I looked down. There was water going down the hallway in a very clear footstep pattern. My face went pale.
"Hello? Who's in here?"
I started walking down, calling out a couple more times before I came across something taped to the wall. It was an envelope. In it were pictures, like Polaroids, of me working alone that night. There were some of me cleaning the lanes and just walking around, and one was disturbingly close to me as I was sitting by the window. It looked like they must have only been a few feet behind me. I felt like I was gonna faint. I ran back out the way I came and right to the front desk, dialing 911. I tried waiting for a minute, but the silence of the building and the unknowingness of what was going on just started to build up anxiety in me. I ended up running out to my car and waiting in there. Despite the weather, police actually got there really quick, like in 2 or 3 minutes. Whoever had been stalking me that night left no traces. Of course, the trashy place didn't have any cameras, so there was nothing else to go on. I don't know what that person was trying to do, or if it was just some sick joke, or what. Since then, I didn't have anything else happen. I quit a couple months after, though. This was at the beginning of March last year. It was still winter, but the snow and cold around here had mostly died down. The ground was still frosted in the mornings most days, but it was just warming up enough for me to start getting back into my outdoor hobbies. Hiking, camping, biking, all that sort of stuff that I had to put on hold for the last 3 months. This day, I drove out to a place I'd been to just last fall. I liked it because it was far out and unpopular, just a nice place to relax and enjoy the scenery alone. I parked on the side of the road and hiked down about 45 minutes to the campsite. It wasn't more than a small dirt circle with a bit of an overlook of the forest. I set my things up. The sun was coming down already. I always liked getting to the campsite late and just eating and going to sleep right away. I went out to grab some sticks to prep for a small fire, and after that, I walked to the overlook to watch the sunset. I was only sitting there for a little bit, like a minute or so, before I noticed a fire below me. It was down the hill, not too far away, sitting among the trees. I could see it pretty clearly, and what was really strange was that there was nothing else there. No tent, no chairs, and no people around. The campfire was left completely unattended. That was not only really dangerous, but also really odd. It doesn't burn forever, so someone had to have lit it up recently, only to leave it. I thought they'd have to be back at some point, so I sat there and watched it for a while. Probably an hour passed. The sun had fully set, and there were no signs of anyone down there. Strangely, the fire seemed to pick up though, almost like they had put full logs under the sticks so that it would burn longer and larger, like a bonfire. I was getting worried, especially with me being so close. I decided to go down and just check in on it, and maybe put it out myself if nobody else was there. It was only about a 2-minute walk to get there, but with it dark out, I had to use my flashlight. Approaching the campfire, it was very quiet. The sound of the roaring flame, crackling and flocking in the wind, was the only sound. I walked up to it. The flame was already too high and nearly out of control, and yet there were still more logs under it that had yet to light. Who the hell did this? There was no way this was an accident. I started grabbing the wet soil and tossing it on top of the wood. It was working decently, bringing the flame down enough for me to reach under and remove the larger unlit logs. It took a good 5 minutes, but eventually I got it done. It was suddenly so quiet and dark. I turned my flashlight back on and began walking back. I decided I wasn't comfortable staying here, not with whoever was out there. I got back and started packing, and midway through, I heard footsteps nearby. I looked out and saw the outline of someone walking up to my campsite. I stood up and faced them.
"Hey, did you light that fire?"
The person stopped and stood there, maybe 50 yards away, still covered by the dark.
"Hello? I see you out there. Can you just answer my question?"
I yelled again, but got no response. An eerie feeling came over me. I needed to leave now. I kept packing. All the while, that person stayed there, watching me the whole time. I finally tossed my bag on my shoulders and started walking. They stayed there for as long as I could see them. I got back to my car and reported it to the police. Everything about that situation is still unknown, though. Who was that out there? Were they trying to start a huge forest fire? Or had they seen me arrive, and for some reason built it to get my attention? Thankfully, I didn't stay to find out. This was a few years ago, during winter. I was working from home as a customer service rep. This night, I had an afternoon shift, from 4 p.m. to 12. I went up to my office, closed the door, and started working at my desk. The first half of my shift was normal. It went by quickly, and I took my break to eat dinner, then got back to it. After that, it was much slower, so I was mostly just sitting at my desk, staring at the blank screen, and waiting for any tickets to come through. But out of nowhere, there was something behind me, a noise, kind of loud, from somewhere in the house. I took my headphones off and looked at the door, then walked over and opened it to listen for it again. There were no other sounds, though. I thought it was nothing, and I couldn't be away from my desk for too long anyway, so I just left the door open and went back to work. I forgot about it quickly, as there weren't any other sounds or noises, at least that I could hear through my headphones, for the next several hours. It wasn't until I was nearly done with work, around 11:30-ish, that I heard something again. It was softer than whatever the first sound was, but this one felt different, like it gave me a bad gut feeling, almost scaring me. I got up from my chair and went to the hallway again. I looked down and instantly, a spike of fear rushed through me. The door at the end of the hallway was wide open. How was that even possible? I looked down the other end of the hallway as I just stood there in shock when I noticed a shadow on the wall move. There was someone standing at the bottom of the steps. I could just make out their figure in the shadow. I backed up into the room and locked the door, getting my phone and calling the police. I was breathing heavily and absolutely terrified as I waited, staring at the crack beneath the door, expecting them to come up to it at any minute. I never heard them come upstairs though, or even move around downstairs. And when the cops made it and got inside, nobody else was there. We have no idea how they got in, or why they did. What's horrifying is that I had the door to my office open, so they had to have walked right past me, probably seeing me sitting in there with my headphones on. I don't know what they were doing, but it's been hard to get over it when I have so many questions and uncertainties. I was staying at a cabin in a pretty rural town near a skiing resort I like to go to every winter. The resort was really expensive to stay at, so a lot of people use these cabins instead. Anyway, this was just a few days in. I had spent the whole day skiing and got back to the cabin around 7. I cut the day a bit short because the cold really set in after the sun went down. I showered and ate, then sat by the fireplace to wind down for the night, when I heard footsteps coming through the snow. They came up to the door, and as I got up to see who it was, I realized they didn't knock. I stopped walking halfway there and waited. A few more seconds went by, then they finally knocked. I cautiously walked up and opened the door. I think since it wasn't my place, I felt like I had to answer the door for some reason. There was a man, maybe late 30s, with dark hair and a thick beard. He jumped a little when I opened the door, but it was delayed, almost like he was faking it or something. I don't know.
"Can I help you?"
He smiled and asked who I was. I asked him the same question, and he said he had booked this cabin for tonight. I told him he had to be mistaken, and I asked if he could show his receipt or something, but he made up an excuse. Well, now it was weird. I didn't know what else to say. I knew I had the cabin for the week, so I just said sorry and started to close the door, but he put his hand on it and stopped me.
"Could I maybe come inside for a minute while I figure this out, just to escape the cold?"
he said, his face returning to a smile. Maybe I was being harsh, but something about this guy really put me off. I said sorry again and closed the door. I waited, listening to make sure he left. He didn't move for a while, like 30 seconds. Then he finally walked away. That was really strange, but I figured if something was wrong, I'd probably get a call later. I sat back down. I turned on the TV, just on some random show and on low volume. I scrolled a bit on my phone and had a couple snacks, just enjoying my time, I guess. About 2 hours went by. I was getting really tired, but as I laid there, that man that came by earlier suddenly popped in my head again. I wasn't sure why, but it got me thinking again, and I ended up going back to the door. I looked out. It was snowy and dark, and it looked even colder, but I spotted something else, someone standing out in the woods. I couldn't tell if it was the same man or not, but I had no reason to believe it was anyone else. I went back to the couch and called up the property that owned the cabins. They called the police. It actually didn't take long before two officers came walking down the path. The man saw them too, but they didn't let him get away. Disturbingly, the guy had a sling bag on him, with several tools commonly used with breaking into homes, as well as a hunting knife. It's pretty obvious what he was going to do, though there's no clear reason as to why. He never booked the place like he said he had. It was definitely just him trying to get in easily. Whatever the case, had I not checked before going to bed, I likely wouldn't even be here right now. I was driving home from work. It was snowing out. Nothing crazy, but enough to be driving slower and more carefully. It was also pretty cold out, freezing temperatures for sure. I got out of the office late this night, probably sometime around 1 or 2 a.m. The roads were quiet and deserted. Along my route, I pulled up to an intersection. It was a red light, although no other cars were anywhere to be seen. I waited, thinking about how much I wanted to sleep when I get home, when all of a sudden, there was a knock against my truck. I jumped back in my seat and darted my eyes to the passenger window. It was a woman. I had no idea where she came from, but she was knocking on my window and looking right at me. I rolled it down. She looked young, maybe in her late 20s, and her face looked cold and pale. She apologized and said she really didn't want to bother anyone, but her car broke down a mile back and she tried to walk home, only to find out how freezing cold it was. She wanted a ride, saying it was only another mile down this road. Feeling bad for her, I let her in. Maybe it was because of the way she said everything, or just because she looked like an innocent woman, but I believed her story, and it was freezing outside, and she did look cold. I started driving, as she repeatedly thanked me. A couple minutes later, she told me to turn down into a neighborhood. Now, I did pass by this place every day on my commute to work, but I'd never actually been through any of these neighborhoods or knew anything about them. Turning in, though, it was clear this wasn't a nice place. The houses were extremely small, old, and outdated, looking almost like trailer homes lined up next to each other. I only got a bit down the road before my truck started having trouble. The street wasn't plowed yet, and it looked even worse further down. As we got deeper into the back of the neighborhood, I slowed to a stop and asked if this was an okay spot for her to get out. When I looked at her, though, her face was frowned until she noticed me looking. She smiled and politely asked if I could go a little bit further. I hesitated to answer. She asked again, a little less nicely. I explained to her that I didn't want to risk getting my truck stuck down there, but she still insisted, trying to guilt trip me. Finally, I just said no and told her to get out. She looked angry, but opened the door and got out. I thought that was really strange, considering how I went out of my way to help her, but I started to do a 3-point turn. And when my headlights shined into the side facing the houses, I saw something. People standing further back near the tree line, which was also where the woman was toward. They were just a little bit down the road, right where the woman was trying to get me to go. I hurried up and got out of there. I don't know what kind of situation I got myself into that night, but I think it was really close to getting a lot worse. Had I gotten stuck out there, or even just driven a bit further up, who knows what they would have done. I was at home. As far as I was aware, this was a normal night. It was the middle of winter, and it was snowing outside. I'd gotten home from work, made dinner, and went to bed. But in the middle of the night, I woke up to a noise, like the creak of a wooden floorboard or the roof or something. It was a loud, groaning creak as well, which made me think it might be a leak in the roof. I wasn't too nervous, but I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep if I didn't at least do a quick check around. I got up, leaving the lights off so as to not wake myself too much. I lazily walked into the hallway and opened the spare room. It was full of workout equipment. I looked up at the ceiling, and there was no water damage or anything. I also didn't hear any loud winds from outside. I wondered if it was even snowing still. I walked over to the window and pushed the curtains aside. It was snowing, but not very hard at all. I didn't know what to think about that. Maybe I was exaggerating how loud the creak was. Still, I figured I should check the other room while I was up. I walked over and opened the door, looking up at the ceiling. Again, there was nothing to see. I took a few steps into the room, though, and suddenly my foot was cold and wet. There was a damp spot on the carpet, like it was soaked in water. I looked directly up again, thinking there must be a leak I couldn't see, but there wasn't. I turned on the light, and now I could see several, maybe a dozen, of these water spots, all in a line, going from the window to the door. I walked back out into the hallway. The spots continued through the hallway and up to my bedroom. My heart started pounding. I looked through the doorway and froze when I saw them go further into my bedroom. I didn't stay to see any more. I ran to the kitchen, got my keys, and drove out. By the time an officer came to check my home, nobody was in there. Maybe they had already been gone by the time I woke up. I really don't know. The thought that someone could have been in my room that night, while I was sleeping, still just makes me so uneasy. It was unlikely I wouldn't have stepped in one of those water spots when I walked out of my bedroom, though. So maybe they snuck into my bedroom while I was in the workout room, looking out the window. But I don't know if that makes me feel any better. The creak I heard was almost definitely them opening the window and getting in, or I guess it could have also been them leaving. However it happened, and whatever was going to happen, I guess I'll never know. There was a severe blizzard going on this night. I had actually called off from work, just so I didn't have to risk driving there. It was a complete whiteout. I couldn't see more than a couple feet away because the flurry of snow was blocking everything. Anyway, I stayed in all day, and something about the weather made me feel like cozying up on the couch at night and falling asleep while watching TV. I'm not even sure when I actually fell asleep. I think it was somewhat early though, like 8 or 9. I woke up very suddenly to someone coughing. It was just one cough, and I couldn't really tell which direction it came from or how far it was because I was asleep when it happened. Immediately, I noticed how dark it was though, like the whole house was pitch black. I must have been asleep for several hours. But the cough was someone outside my front door. This late at night, during a blizzard. I got up and looked out. It was still completely white outside. I couldn't see anything. I was really confused though. Had I even really heard something? Or was it one of those weird, real-feeling dreams? I turned around to walk back to the couch, but I caught something in the side of my eye, down the hallway, like something moving. I flicked on the light. I stared down the hallway for a moment.
Is someone in here?
I nervously spoke. I felt adrenaline building up in me. I still wasn't sure what I saw, but I felt trapped. I couldn't run out into the blizzard. I was stuck inside, maybe with someone else. I quietly walked down the hallway, but before I got to the end, there were several quick thumps, followed by the heavy winds suddenly flying into the house. I turned the corner. The window on the far end of the room was wide open. Someone had just run out. It felt like my body shut down for a second, but I ran up and closed the window, then called the police. Every sign and trace of the intruder was already covered up in the blizzard by the time they arrived. There's no saying who they were or what they were doing in my home. I'm a 28-year-old male. I live in a small house in a regular neighborhood. The town I live in is in the suburbs, but it's right on the edge of a huge forest that stretches on for hundreds of miles. I like to take walks through some of the small trails that came near my backyard, though I usually didn't have time until later in the night. I didn't mind though, putting on a headlamp and having the trails to myself. This night, it wasn't too cold, so around 8, I threw on my coat and started walking. It was calm and quiet, like always. But when I got a little further in, I thought I heard something. I stopped and looked out into the woods. There was someone out there. It looked like a kid. It was way too dark, and they were too far for me to tell much, but they were probably 8 to 10 years old, and they were alone. Now, even though I took this trail a lot, I'd never gone out past it. Like, it was just uncharted forest. I'd probably get lost in minutes. So I was concerned for this kid.
Are you okay? The way back is down this trail over here.
The kid didn't move. I took a few steps into the woods and called out to them again. I wasn't sure what else to do. Go out and help them, or go back and call someone. I thought if I left, the chances of someone finding them later would only be worse. I started walking, continually asking them to follow me out, but the kid only began to back up. Not like running away as if he were scared, but they were staying within sight of me, and almost like they were leading me further into the forest. In the moment, I was oblivious to it though. I was just so dead set on trying to help this kid. I followed them for a couple of minutes, getting pretty deep into the unknown areas of the forest, when the kid suddenly walked behind something. There was a structure. It looked like a small shed, very old and worn. But what was it doing here, in the middle of the forest? I thought the kid must have gone in there, but before I could check, I heard footsteps. They were heavy, definitely a larger person. My stomach dropped, and I instantly felt like this was some sort of trap. I shut off my light and fled back the way I came. I got on the trail and ran home, then called 911. They said they had no reports of missing children, but an officer came by and ended up walking back out with me. I took him to where the shed was, but at the time, nobody was there. This was stagnant for a while, and I assumed nothing else of it. But a few weeks later, the city went back to tear the shed down, since it wasn't supposed to be built on public forest lands. And I guess during that, they found something. Apparently, something there linked to some sort of kidnapping. It's not very clear how or what it was that they found. They never fully released all the info on it. It was kept private. I'm not sure why. I don't know who that kid was I saw out there, or the person's footsteps I heard, but I can't seem to stop thinking about it. Was it really a trap? Maybe I'm an idiot, but part of me feels like it was some kind of vision or something, leading me to what was going on out there. I used to work at a gas station. This was right at the beginning of January, after all the holidays. Around here, it gets insanely cold this month. I was working a later shift this night. Not a full overnight shift, but I think I was scheduled until 3 a.m. Anyway, it was snowing a bit, though it was really windy out and close to 10 degrees. Even just being outside for a few minutes was painful. Only a handful of customers even came through. Around 12, though, a man came inside the store. It startled me because I didn't hear his car pull in. The man didn't go any further into the shop, though. He just stood by the door. I greeted him, and he smiled and nodded, then stood there and looked out the glass door. My eyes shifted to the outside as well, and I noticed there weren't any cars. He must have walked here.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I said, striking up a casual conversation. He looked at me and said he was fine, and that he was just taking shelter inside while he waited for his ride to get here. I said it was all good, and that he could stay as long as he needed. I still didn't fully understand his situation, but it was whatever. I made myself busy, stocking some of the shelves and tidying up the place. But an hour went by, and the man was still standing there, waiting. I asked if he wanted to use the phone to call or something, but he said no, and just kept waiting. I mean, yeah, it was really bad outside, but waiting this long was strange. Even him just walking here was strange. Like, where did he even come from? I went back around the counter and stood there. I didn't know what else to say to him. I waited another 30 minutes, spacing out and occasionally checking my phone, when the guy suddenly stood up a little straighter and looked at me. His eyes were dull, instantly sending a chill through me. I was gonna ask if everything was okay, but a light glared through the window. A car was pulling in. They came right up to the spot near the door and parked. Nobody got out, though. I looked back at the man. He was still staring at me, but then he opened the door and walked out into the snow and up to the car. The driver rolled the window down, and instead of him getting in, they talked for a minute. Something in my gut felt wrong about this. It seemed like they were planning something, and I wasn't gonna take the risk. I walked around the counter and hurried up to the door, locking it shut. The man immediately whipped his eyes back at me. He rushed to the door, trying to pull it open angrily. Then the man in the car got out and did the same thing, trying to get the door back open. They were pissed off. I ran back to the counter and called the police, just hoping they didn't have anything to break the door with. Thankfully, once they saw me on the phone, though, they got in the car and drove away. Obviously, they were planning something. What it was, I don't know. They were never found.